In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Betches Media presents the Betches Brides podcast, a show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed. Because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Betches Brides podcast. I am your host, Nicole Pellegrino.
And I'm Jordana Abraham.
And we are here for a bonus episode. This episode is going to be all about Jordana's wedding. It's literally wedding week, you guys. The Super Bowl is almost here, and Jordana is looking surprisingly very poised and calm. So, Jordana, is this an act? Are you not feeling poised and calm? How are you feeling right now?
This is like sort of an act. I mean, I have a very non-emotive face slash vibe, but like I'm feeling all of the emotions. I'm feeling like anxious. I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling nervous. I'm leaving. So today is Tuesday when we are recording this. I am leaving tomorrow morning, Wednesday, and my events start on Thursday. So this week has been a lot of like dealing with a few like issues, cleaning up some stuff, making some last minute decisions, and of course, like all the wedding prep, you know, like all that stuff.
All the prep. Okay, so are there any issues that we're seeing right now that you can just like vent about or we can even help you with?
Sure. Okay, let's start with I got a like freak broken capillary on my chin. I don't know, you can kind of see it.
No, I was going to say, well, I'm far away and the screen is kind of, but yeah. Your skin looks great. I'm not even just saying that, but like you're glowing and it looks blemish free.
Oh, thank you. No, and it's you, like looking
and you're
good,
not wearing any makeup. Like,
not wearing any makeup. Looking, my dermatologist who's been on this show, Dr. Jamie Glick, has done a fantastic job, done all the Botox. And she gave, I had a clear, and something called a clear and brilliant laser facial. A few weeks ago, which I think has also really helped that. So I highly recommend that. But I've had this thing, which is so weird, because like I haven't had it in 3 years, but it's basically like a mark that shows up on the same part of my face, which is like on my chin. And it's like from broken capillary. So it's not like you can't like feel it, but you can like see it. And it's just like a huge discoloration. I haven't had it since like winter 2019. So it's been.
So it's not a raised bump.
No, it's like under my skin. It's like a capillary.
Okay, thing. We can work with that. We can work with
right.
that.
Right. And I haven't had it in years. So I like forgot about it. And then obviously Sunday night, I'm like happened to look in the mirror because you can't feel it. And I'm like, holy shit, this thing has come back this week of all weeks. Of course, it has come back.
See, I feel like you're not the only bride who has that. I feel like every single bride I've ever like seen or encountered something, whether it's like stress driven or whatever, something always pops up like that. Like Caroline Crawford, who we had on, who, when will that episode come out? That
Monday.
Episode will come out next Monday. Yeah. She, for example, I remember her making a TikTok, her wedding week. She got like a something on her eye, like a cyst on her eye or a sty or something.
It's like, of course.
And then, yeah. And it's like that always, something's always going to pop up, whether it's a zit, a broken capillary, which I still don't know what that is. Is it like a vein?
I don't know. I think it's like under your skin. I don't really, I'm not a dermatologist, so I don't fully understand it. But basically, like, I think it's like if you touch it, you're like, something a certain way, or sometimes it's like a certain abrasion or certain medications I think can cause it, where it like sort of like the blood under your capillaries is like all a bunch of looks like a bruise, but it's already, I'm feeling okay because I actually happened to have a dermatologist appointment the morning after that it happened, so that was convenient.
Perfect.
And she was like, it's she like looked at it and she's like, it's, I know what this is. Like, it's from some sort of like abrasion. It's going to go, like, she's like, I could laser it off, but that might make it worse because sometimes the lasers cause bruising in those last weeks. So she's like, I don't want to make it worse. Just like, she told me to take Arnica and eat pineapples.
I love that.
Which I bought. And it's already fading. So I'm hoping by like Thursday when my stuff starts that it's gone. But it's just like, you know what I mean? A lot of like little things like that, that I'm like, I can't control, that are just a lot.
That's smart of you though, like to have a dermatologist. I think that's a tip for all brides. Like, cause I know for me at least, under the skin pimples is a huge thing. But dermatologists, if like, if needed in the moment, like Dr. Glick, I remember her saying she could inject an under the skin pimple with cortisone to make it go down like the week of the wedding for brides. I think she said she like makes or lets brides make appointments like a couple days before, something. But that's, I'm glad you had her to like go to and be like, what do I do about this, instead of just like diagnosing yourself and self-eating pineapples.
Yeah, she was definitely very calming. Like, I felt much better after leaving that. So that was like one thing. And then I called, I'm taking American Airlines to my wedding tomorrow. And there's so much, I mean, honestly, I think the listeners, I love the listeners, but they've got me like worked up about the dress and like where to, how to bring the dress and bring, and like picking, you know what I mean?
I'm like stressed about that.
So I called them and they were like, we can't guarantee that we'll put it in a closet unless you're like in first class. But I'm like, okay, well, can you like, I'm like, oh, I obviously didn't think about this when I like booked the ticket like 10 months ago. So I tried to upgrade and they were like, no, there's nothing available, obviously.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing, it's funny, I've been like moving Mike and I's seats around like aisle window and hoping that no one takes the middle so that she can have her own dress. She, as in the dress, can have her own.
Oh, she can have her own seat.
Yeah. So she can have her own seat. Hopefully. So, but honestly, like, I'm kind of thinking like the worst, my first choice is to ask them to put in a closet. Hopefully they'll put in a closet. Second choice is like, maybe the seat in between us will be empty and, you know, like our child, it can sit between us.
Yeah.
And then the third choice is like, they have to put it in the overhead compartment. And honestly, like the material is not that, like,
I would do one fold. I would, like, you know how you're supposed to carry it like an actual baby. Like laying, right. I would just, if only one fold in half.
Trying to do.
Because, not to scare you, but my sister-in-law just informed me this past weekend that when my dress arrived, so we laid ours in the car and we had our stuffed car, but it was laid flat. Apparently when I gave her my dress the night before the wedding, she was like, I will steam it for you. Don't worry. I'll take it to my room so Mike doesn't see it. Apparently she opened it. She didn't want to tell me that weekend, obviously. She opened it and it had fallen off the hanger. It was scrunched like a potato and it was the most wrinkliest dress she's ever seen. And she was like, how are we going to do this? And she called one of my bridesmaids who works in a bridal salon, like had to like call in backup, get like a nice steamer. Like it was a whole thing.
That's so nice that she didn't tell you.
Yeah. So that's, do you have somebody like, have Sammy or somebody. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, we have a steamer in the
a person,
like,
or a physical steamer.
I mean, I have my planner, and I have like a physical steamer there. But I also, my dress is not really such that like it's that kind of material entirely. Okay. But another tip I actually noticed, because one of my, when I, my after party dress came, which looks great. I'm really excited about it. But what she did with the hanger was she taped the strap onto the hanger so it wouldn't fall off, which I thought was very smart.
Clever. That would have been nice to do.
Yeah. So I think that's a good tip. Like, especially if you're traveling with it, just try to tape the straps. Obviously not with like anything like tape that will break it, but like literally regular like tape that you can take off easily.
Is your main wedding dress the only outfit that like you really need to be cautious about, or is your after party? I don't want to give too much away because I know we're waiting to see the photos and the content, but is like your rehearsal dinner outfit or your after party dress or anything else you might have, is that like delicate?
The rehearsal dinner dress is like kind of delicate, so I'm going to have to steam that there. But the good thing is I have a few days there where I can like make sure everything looks okay. So I'm feeling okay about that one, even though I am not guaranteed to have a plain closet. So we'll see how that goes.
I didn't even know that was a thing. So that's good to know for other destination wedding brides. Yeah. That there is a plain closet.
There is a plain closet, apparently. Like, if you have a nice stewardess, they'll, like, do it. I think it really depends on, like, the stewardess's mood that day.
I would do
that. Or the flight attendant. Are they called flight attendants these days?
Flight attendants.
Flight attendant. Yeah. Okay, I apologize.
I would go up. It's all good. I would go up to them when you get there to the gate and just be like, look, bring Mike with you. Be like, it's our wedding week. We're so excited. I have this dress. I'm a bride. If they don't, I will be very surprised.
Yeah, I'm going to try. And listen, at the end of the day, again, I can only control what I can control. If they say no, I'll figure it out. Like, it will be fine. Oh, and it's so cute. Mark Ingram, where I got my wedding dress, they like, I got it on a day where it was like rainy. And so they put it in like this little like they have it in like a thing, and then they have another thing on top of it that's like a little like rain jacket for it. And it makes me feel good because like it also, that's my other concern. My new real concern is like the weather there, which is looking like a little on again, off again. And like, it's hard to tell.
No, it'll be sunny.
It's hard to tell with Mexico. Oh, will it? Okay.
They said that before my bachelorette too. I said that because the weather said all raining in my Tulum bachelorette, and everybody was like, trust me, it's the tropics, it'll be sunny. So I'm just going to tell you the same.
Oh, okay. I mean, that would be great, because that right now, that's stressing me out. I'm just thinking about all these weddings having to happen in like the rain or them all. I have every event planned for outdoors, so it's going to be quite the change of plans if I have to move it all inside. So I'm hoping like, even if it rains a little, it doesn't rain like most of the time, and that there's some good weather. And I just want my guests to have like good weather on their like vacation that they're there for. Not even like obviously the wedding, but also like I just want everyone to like have a good time and not feel like they like paid to go to Mexico and it's rainy. So.
Listen, it's going to be gorgeous coming from somebody who just paid a ton of money to go to my brother's Ritz-Carlton.
So beautiful, by the way.
California. Thank you. We'll debrief on that whole thing later. This is about you. No, but like once you're in a beautiful location, you're like, oh, okay, this is worth it. And I mean, people who are going love you and want to celebrate you. So even if it does rain, I really don't think it will. I'm telling you, it's going to be sunny for you. We're willing it into the universe now. But since everybody's there to celebrate you, they're already going to have a great time. And if they don't and you sense their negative energy when you're there, then guess what? They might not be a good friend, because the best thing a friend can do is just have positive energy. So, yeah.
Yes. And everyone has had very positive energy when talking to me. And so I'm very grateful for that. We did have a last minute drop. Someone who had COVID. So you obviously like... Mm. You want them to drop if they have COVID, but it's like, obviously it just adds a little sense of like anxiety, like injection into the day. But obviously better that that person has discovered they have COVID before attending your wedding than after. And that's just like, that's just 2021, you know? Like,
yeah.
2020 was like, nothing's happening. 2021 is like, it's happening, but like, there's going to be some like surprises that you
get to deal with. And you're going to have that. But like you said, it's good that we know now so that they can back out. I just hope all of everybody's COVID tests come up negative for the travel aspect of it.
Me too. Of course, I wish that too.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button. Uh-oh, I spilled something on it. Or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X. as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You gave me a good tip right before we actually started recording because I asked you, like, and this is my big concern, is like, I want to be in the moment. I want to have a great time. I want to not, and things go wrong at every wedding and I want to not focus on them. So what I asked you was, how do you, like, if in the moment something isn't going the way you wanted it to go, like, how do you, like, let go of that and be in the moment? Or how do you, like, what are the best ways to sort of like bring yourself back to perspective in the moment? Because obviously, like, when wedding planning, that happens all the time, but it's not like, oh, I need to like make sure I'm present right now because it's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could share with the listeners and really just me personally.
I think when you notice it, I know I told you about the big instance that went wrong after the wedding that I noticed after. It, long story short for you guys, it was something with my flowers not being on the sweetheart table and they were supposed to be moved. It was this whole thing. I noticed after, so yay that I didn't notice in real time. But for things that I did notice in real time, which you will, there might be a couple things that just didn't go according to your vision. I think if it's something that can be worked on and edited and fixed in the moment, you have every right to say to your planner, to the vendor, to whoever's in charge of the thing that it is, you have every right to say, like, look, this, I was expecting it to be this way. I was expecting to have this. Can we do that right now? Like, is there a way we can get to that? I think if it's not, like, for example, I shared this in the Caroline Crawford episode, actually. What I realized after the wedding, we were missing a bridesmaid bouquet, so my planner had to like make a makeshift one out of the other flowers. They were keeping me out of that, which a lot of things might have, like your planner might shield you from things that are going wrong, which is a good thing, I think. Mm-hmm. But since you're so embedded in the planning, you might actually see like the things that are going wrong, whatever. I think if it's something that can be fixed, like if you're missing a bouquet and you can scrounge up one, like hold steady on that and be like, no, I want it this way. Let's do something about it. Let's find a solution to this problem. But if it's something like there is no solution to the problem, like if it's like, I don't know what a problem could be that there's, if it's something like where
it's raining, let's say,
right, then you can't obviously go to your planner and be like,
fix it.
Stop the rain. I'm paying you to stop the rain. Yeah. Like I think it's if you are paying for a service and you politely want that service to be a certain way, you have every right to ask for what you're paying for, you know?
And what if you can't change it? Just if you can't change it, just go with it?
Go with it.
Lean into it?
Lean into it. Own it, baby. Focus on the positive. And you might not, please promise me you're going to like I've said a billion times, soak in the moment, be really happy, like be very, just like try to keep remembering this is only happening once. Even if like, have you done your hair and makeup trial yet?
I'm doing it for my welcome party.
Okay. So there, because yeah, how does that work? How does that work with destination weddings?
I mean, I could have done it last time, but I just really didn't want to go do it on like a Sunday and then sit on a plane and like hair and makeup. So I was like, I'm going to use this for, I'm going to get my highest utility wedding. I'm going to use it for my welcome party when people will actually see me in it. And I'm basically like, that's gonna be the trial. She's gonna do what they're gonna do something like a little different than they would on the okay. wedding, but generally like okay. same sort of style. And that way so they also have like more time to like talk with you and talk through like what you want and what you don't want and that kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. And if I know you, it's going to be something that you already know you look good in and you're kind of yeah. comfortable in. It's not going to be like a top knot updo bun crazy
right.
thing.
That I'm going to try that. The more I feel like the rehearsal dinner is the chance to get like adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm going to try that for the rehearsal dinner because I have 3 nights when I'm getting my hair and makeup done, which is nice because like I would have had to pay for 3 nights of the trial anyway. So the trial, I'm OK. It's like a little nervous to see because I haven't met them yet, but I love everything I've seen on Instagram. So I'm feeling OK about it. And I have 3 nights. So like I have like the Thursday and then I think that they can figure it out before.
Even with that, I tell brides like, if you're like me, you will have a professional, amazing hair and makeup person. And I'm just like, at first when I see my hair and makeup done, even if it's the most beautiful hair and makeup do ever, it like shocks me. It's almost like a shock value. And at first I feel like I don't like everything that's done on me. And on your wedding day, it's that much pressure because you're like, I have to look 1,000% perfect. Like, for instance, my own makeup and hair for my wedding, you could tell I made her fix one part on my hair, like, on the day of, even though we had done a trial with that same hairdo, because I was just, I'm just like that. Like, I'm like, I put these pieces down more instead.
Well,
so I would say, like, don't get too fixated on that. Like, just keep remembering, like, you look beautiful. I'm sure you'll look amazing. Try to like get over the things like that too and just be like, I look amazing. I'm going to be confident. This is my one day. Let's do the damn thing. That kind of thing. Cause that can trip brides up.
I totally agree. I mean, I'm not trying to do anything like too crazy also for that reason. But, I also think like the thing with getting your makeup done, especially is a lot of the time it's done and it looks really good in the pictures and on camera, but in person, you're kind of like, this is a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can sort of see why, you know what I mean? Like there's sometimes like, do I want it to look good in the pictures? Or do I want it to look good like in the mirror? And sometimes those are two different things. So I think it's trying to like reconcile like what you're looking forward to in that way.
Right.
Also, obviously, bringing a lot of examples of what you like and what you don't like is really helpful.
Right.
We're getting close.
And that's a good point. Like, that kind of goes into the whole, like, trust the experts tip because, you know, your makeup person's going to do your makeup in a way that they know photographs well. So, like, trust them if you're like, oh, I have a lot of bronzer on, it's probably because they know that that picks up on camera, you know.
Right.
So trust the experts.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm excited.
What are you most excited for?
I'm excited. I'm really excited for like the speeches, at the rehearsal dinner, and I'm excited to like dance and party at the wedding.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just everyone to be in the same place on like vacation together, like in my whole family. That'll be like, and my friends. It'll be really nice.
Yeah. I'm just excited to see the content that comes out of it. We will have a little plan in place so you guys can see stuff too, of course. And then, of course, we'll get all of the details post-wedding.
The audience is the most supportive. So thank you to the audience for, like, all of your nice, warm wishes and for, you know, being for both of us. It's just, like, having someone there who's, like, excited for you, even if you don't know them, is very nice. Nice, good feeling. So I'm very into that. And I am, I'm ready to, you'll hear all about it when I get back. We'll probably do an episode and then you guys can hear about it on like December 6th, I think is.
Cause you're doing a mini honeymoon. Yeah.
I'm doing like a little mini moon. So we're doing 3 days after at a different resort. And then we're coming back the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So I'm excited to speak to you the Monday after Thanksgiving, go through it all.
Wait, that's so exciting. I like that you have a little break, something to look forward to after.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think that'll be like relaxing because it's like you're on vacation, but I'm also going to be like stressed out about every one of these events the entire time. So it won't really feel that relaxing for me, but hopefully it'll feel very relaxing for everyone else. And then I can relax when we're done.
She can relax. Okay, well, before we let you go and pack, since you're leaving tomorrow, anything else you feel like we didn't cover on the week of?
I feel like we got to most of it. Obviously, I have hair. I mean, not hair. I have manicure, pedicure later. That's like my last beauty thing, really.
You're doing that before you leave?
Yeah, because I'm going to Mexico. So I'm like, I want like it in my place.
True.
My
get, ooh, biggest
gel.
Tip.
I'm this getting gel, obviously, so it lasts.
On the toes, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, on the toes, because it's beach, too.
Underrated. Underrated tip.
I've never gotten it on the toes before, but I feel like if there was any chance, if there was any time, it's now.
Now I always do. I got it for the first time for my own wedding, gel on the toes, and it lasted beyond my honeymoon, which was over a month later. So now I do that for any big events, because then you save money, because it lasts forever, so you don't have to get a pedicure as frequently. So do
also
that.
Especially like in the fall, it's like I can never have enough patience to like not put my shoes on. I always mess it up, so like it's just gonna save me that much more anxiety around like having a smudged toe.
right. Oh, well, good luck, best of luck, and I can't wait to see it all and hear about it all after.
Thank you. I'm excited to share everything with you when I get back, but we will see you. Nicole will be hosting next week with a special guest, and we will see you soon.
Oh, and one last plug, you guys. Oh. If you want to see the newlywed in action, in real life, complete with her newlywed glow and everything, and Mike will be at the show, right?
Yes.
Your Mike?
My then husband. The wow. Yes.
Yep. Get used to saying that. If you want to see them in real life, get tickets to the New York City U Up Live show December 8th. It's going to be such a great time. I will be there. Newlyweds will be there. It's going to be, you know, just a great interactive, such a fun show. Go get your tickets at betches.co/UUpLive21. And they're selling out very fast. We're literally almost sold out. So, like, hurry.
Come meet Nicole and I in person. We would love to meet you. Talk all things wedding, but also dating and relationships. And we will see you then. Okay. Well, goodbye. Till death do us part.
Literally.
Bye.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Nicole Pellegrino, Sean Kilby, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.